40-year-old Thomas Kearns volunteered at DragonCon for half his life. He spent 17 of those years as director of technical operations, overseeing a volunteer staff of 400. He just retired from volunteering, and it's his first year as a regular attendee.
110 hours is actually what I would normally clock. Seeing the people enjoy the show, seeing what we do is what brings them the smiles to their faces, that was payment for us.
The estimated 57,000 people who attend the convention pay $50 to $150 for their passes. Kearns says the five DragonCon co-owners and their office staff are the only people who receive a paycheck from DragonCon, though payment to the co-owners is termed a dividend share. Additional revenue is reinvested into the convention each year to further grow it.
It was all volunteer. There are like only three paid positions in DragonCon, and that is the office workers. Every single person who works at DragonCon is a volunteer, all the way up to the director level that I did. And it was almost a full-time job for me year-round.
29-year-old Jessica Merriman has been director of animation programming at DragonCon for the past 7 years. She expressed the same sentiment that every volunteer WABE spoke with had. Volunteers do it because of a sense of family and camaraderie they get in this unique environment that is DragonCon.
It's a community thing. I know a whole lot of people here, and I feel very connected. This is my life. This is my social circle. This is what I do.
And these dedicated volunteers will be doing it all again next year so that everyone else can have a good time. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.